You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Trevor Bickford yells out Allahu Akbar and runs toward three New York City cops, attacking them with a large rusty knife. Bickford, 19, severely cuts one officer, fractures another skull before the third cop shoots Bickford in the shoulder to stop the attack.
Nancy, the teen traveled from Maine to New York the day before the attack, donated all of his savings, then slept in a park in Queens. Online postings and a handwritten diary suggest that Bickford was radicalized by Islamic extremism, spurring the attack the FBI is now investigating as an act of terrorism.
Bickford gets treatment for his gunshot at the hospital while the injured cops recover at home. The FBI investigating the attack, Bickford currently facing attempted murder charges. Luis Saboco Ordonez pulls a gun on an employee leaving his restaurant 1 a.m. The employee tries to fight him off, and when a second employee stumbles on the fight, the robber fires a shot and tries to run, but slips on a patch of ice, hits his head, and is knocked unconscious.
Saboco Ordonez looks miserable in his mugshot, Nancy. The right side of his face is severely swollen, with his eye completely closed, and blood smudges his face. While it's unclear how much of his injury was caused by the fall or the fight with the employee he tried to rob, he is clearly worse for the wear.
The very smart employees take two guns away from the perp while he's knocked out cold and call Georgia cops, who cuff him for armed robbery and ag assault. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Idaho police pieced together DNA evidence, cell phone data, and surveillance video to charge a criminology graduate student with the November slayings of four University of Idaho undergraduates. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner brings us details on an affidavit unsealed on Thursday.
The affidavit says DNA matching that of 28-year-old Brian Koberger was found on a knife sheath recovered at the crime scene, just a short drive across the state border where he is a doctoral student at Washington State University. The affidavit also says that a cell phone belonging to Koberger was near the victim's home on a dozen occasions prior to the killings, and that while it was apparently turned off around the time of the early morning attack, cell tower data places his phone in that region of Idaho shortly afterwards.
Koberger made his first appearance Thursday in an Idaho court, where he faces four charges of first-degree murder. He did not enter a plea and was ordered held without bail. A couple living in a Central Florida retirement community was found slain in their home, and a woman who was seen driving the couple's car has been arrested. The couple, 83-year-old Daryl Getman and his wife, 80-year-old Sharon, were believed to have been killed on Saturday in their home in Mount Dora, Florida, located about 30 miles northwest of Orlando. A woman found driving the couple's car was arrested on vehicle theft. Authorities wouldn't identify her or say where she was arrested. Overnight Saturday, security camera video captured the Getman's car being driven out of the retirement community. The bodies were discovered on Sunday after a concerned neighbor called security upon seeing the couple's garage door open. A Utah man fatally shot himself after killing his five children, his mother-in-law, and his wife 2 weeks after the woman had filed for divorce. Once again, Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Enoch, Utah police revealed during a news conference that officers investigated the 42-year-old man and his family a couple of years prior, suggesting possible earlier problems inside the household. The city's mayor says investigators know about the divorce petition, but not if it was the motivation behind the killings. Officials say that they believe Michael Height killed his wife, his mother-in-law, and the couple's five children. Each appeared to have gunshot wounds. The victims were found inside the house. The children, three girls and two boys, ranged in age from 4 to 17, according to authorities. The other victim was Height's 78-year-old mother-in-law, Gail Earl.
The killings have rocked the small farming town of Enoch, located in southern Utah, about halfway between Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. the mastermind of the nationwide college admissions bribery scheme that ensnared celebrities, prominent business people, and other parents who use their wealth and privilege to buy their kids' way into top-tier schools, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. The punishment for 62-year-old Rick Singer is the longest sentence handed down in the sprawling scandal that embarrassed some of the nation's most prestigious universities and put a spotlight on the secretive admission system already seen as rigged in favor of the rich. Prosecutors had sought 6 years behind bars, noting Singer's extensive cooperation that helped authorities unravel the entire scheme.
A driver calls 911 to report a car swerving on the highway and speeding. An Iowa cop spots the car flying past at 100 mph and pulls over Nicholas Bernard, 19, admits his top speed was 120. Why? Because a, quote, good song came on the stereo. Bernard reaches in his glove compartment for registration, and the cop spots a bag of pot. So Bernard now facing drug possession charges in addition to speeding. All for the love of good music. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.